Welcome, everybody, to episode 3 of History of. Today, we have a side steeped in USL Championship history, a team that has made the playoffs time and time again, but in recent seasons have struggled to make their mark on the league. In this episode, we have the Charleston Battery. Alrighty, everyone. So that was actually a little intro. I think I'm going to start doing those little intros beforehand. I won't do talking normally like this. After those intros, I'll just go straight in. But I think that's what I want to do mostly after them, or mostly four episodes, do a little intro, then a little transition, then get right into it. I think that'd be a great way to do these. I just wanted to let you guys know. But yeah, today we have the Charleston Battery, a pretty much inaugural side of the USL as a whole. They were formed in 1993, so about 29 years ago, almost 30 years old as a club. Fantastic team, steeped in so much history. They were a member of the USIL to begin with, and then in the USL in 1995, and they won their first league title just a year later in 1996. So success from the start. This is a team that has won titles, yes, but other than that, is just almost known as a playoff caliber team. And we're going to jump from those years quickly into the most recent years and see what has gone wrong. I think mainly these last year and this year, it seems more like poor defensive acquisitions more than anything. They can score goals, absolutely, but they concede so much, it's insane. And I think alongside those defensive acquisitions, they just have managers who don't know how to set up a defense. Scoring goals is one thing, but knowing how to set up your defense, how it all clicks together, whether you need to play a three back, a four back, whether you play a five back and have your wing backs push up. Can they push up? Like, are they capable of pushing up and then coming back? Or will they stay up and not have the defensive awareness to come back all the time? And I think that's where they're getting stuck, is they don't know how they want to set up their defense in these recent seasons. So we've seen them fall off of a cliff, seemingly, in these recent seasons, especially after their early history in the 90s and the early 2000s. Alongside that early history that the Charleston Battery have, they were also the first non-MLS team in the United States to build its own soccer-specific stadium. Of course, that it's over, they play at Patriots Point now. But they were the first team to do that. Fantastic stuff from them. Really pioneering the lower division soccer. So, fantastic stuff. So alongside that, they reached the U.S. Open Cup final in 2008 alongside the Richmond Kickers. The Richmond Kickers did reach the U.S. Open Cup final back in the 90s and won it, until this year when Sacramento made it to the final, or have made it to the final, or you have to play the final. The Charleston Battery were the most recent lower division side to reach the U.S. Open Cup final, but they did lose 2-1 to DC United. And until this year, like I said, a second division side has not repeated that feat. So again, big history. Charleston Battery are big history makers, and I think that almost speaks to where they are as well. Charleston is a very historic city, and it seemingly just fits that the Charleston Battery have created so much history in the USL Championship, in the US Open Cup, in United States soccer in general, in the whole footballing landscape, that they have made so much history. So feels very fitting. Playoffs wise, they have made the playoffs in 2011, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 9 straight years in USL Championship play. And that all came to an end last year in the 2021 season, and will almost certainly continue this year in the 2020 season. So they have a lot of pieces to pick up, a lot of work to do in this offseason to figure out what went wrong, how they need to build, and more importantly, you know, I don't think folding is really in the question. Absolutely, I would almost say absolutely not in the question, but you never know how close a team in this league is to letting go because of some bad seasons in a row, or, you know, just based off of the stability of the league. The stability of the league is absolutely getting better and better year by year, but we're still in a phase where you don't know. I think the most likely team, I know this is a Charleston Battery episode, but I think the most likely team to see go next is Miami FC, alongside, obviously, the USL affiliates, but Miami are having a hard time getting attendance, mainly because of Inter Miami, so we'll see. But I think for the most part, it's out of the question for Charleston. So they'll just have to build better next year. They obviously failed pretty hard at it this year after missing out in 2021. So they're going to have to get it right next year, or it could be a devastating year for them if they have a bad 2023. Some notable players over the years is what I wanted to say. For the Charleston Battery, Eric Wynalda, of course, fantastic player. Forrest Lasso, who most recently played for the Tampa Bay Rowdies and now plays over in Sweden. Neville Hackshaw, Romario Williams, Justin Portillo, great USL players now. Mikey Ambrose, who now plays with Atlanta United, I believe switches between Atlanta United and Atlanta United 2. Michael Chang, who now plays with RSL. Brian Anunga, who now plays with Nashville. So they have a very good, seemingly, identity of at least building good USL Championship quality players. And in the cases of Ambrose, Chang, and Anunga, rotation level MLS players. So Charleston have done very, very well in player development over the years. Also, two great goalkeepers in Alex Tambakis, who now plays with New Mexico, and Joe Kuzminski, who is still there. And then Romario Pigott, Zico Lewis, Mauro Chicharo, all players who are still playing there. So very, very good stuff for the Charleston Battery. So with that, that is it for the history of the Charleston Battery. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I actually don't have the team plan for the next episode, so you guys will just have to wait and see what that is with me when it comes out. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys for the actual USL Championship roundup later this week. So see you then.